Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, we're live. Tony, can you hear me?
Yes.
Anyway, this is... Oh, good, good. This is your show, and I'm helping you get it going, and
good.
And you are wonderful. You and your sweetheart over there got a great life. And I was telling a friend of mine last night. They just bought a piece of property, and I said, listen, I said my friend Tony, she has property that she lives on, and it is a piece of heaven. And I know you live there with your sweetheart, who is a piece of heaven too for you. So what's it like being in heaven all the time? What's it like being there?
Well, it's marvelous.
Yeah. That's a piece of heaven talking right there, right, Tony?
That's cute. Right.
Anyway, you guys have a lot. Let's start here, if it's okay, because I know Dane's a sweetheart, and you guys have been together for 25 years.
Yeah.
And but you guys, and a great relationship helps comes from not only inside, but surrounding yourself with love and beauty. And you love to work in the garden, putz around and mowing the lawn. And you're 71 years young, and you mow 10 acres of, I'll call her, guys who are listening now or who will listen later, I call her sometimes, and she's out there mowing, and she mows 10 acres of lawn or grass or farm country, whatever you want to call it. But
pasture. 10-acre pasture.
A 10-acre pasture. And she doesn't, she has a riding lawnmower. It's a great big riding lawnmower that's comfortable. But when you're riding that lawnmower and you're mowing that pasture, you enjoy doing that, don't you?
Oh, yeah. That's my meditation time.
Okay. And so, like, do you enjoy smelling that? Do you feel like the animals and nature are connecting with you? Do you feel great energy from the grass, the trees, and the flowers and all that? Do you feel that?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's cool. I like that. And do you ever see, like, rabbits and all that kind of stuff out there?
Yeah.
Or
yeah, okay. We used to have, before we got a really, really good fence, we used to have all kinds of little cottontails and out here, and we really had to be careful about mowing because I would hit their little nest and stuff. But now that we've got a better fence, we don't have them so much. But we've got resident jackrabbit, and so they're so much fun to watch. And so I think there's two of them that cut, you know. So yeah, we don't have the babies that we have to worry about anymore. But we've got a big jackrabbit, and he comes over here frequently. We live on the corner, and or they go, like, between the property across from me, across the street from me, and on the other corner. And so they're so much fun to watch.
The little jackrabbits? That's cute, you know. So, and are they friendly? I don't know.
No, they're wild. Yeah, they're wild.
And would a rabbit ever bite you? I'm asking a stupid question, but I don't know. Would a rabbit ever bite you?
Oh, no, because you wouldn't get close enough to it.
Okay.
as soon as we come out the door, they run off. We've got a big burn pile, and it's like a ecosystem for our cats and everything. And so it's a habitat. That's what it is, a habitat. It can run down there and get into or around the burn pile. Because it's the same color as the grass, he thinks that, I really can't see him. He's camouflage. And
right.
So, I can't see him unless he moves. And then, so it's fun to watch.
Oh, that's cute. And I hear your little Bray back there
saying, Bray.
Mom, I want to be on the radio show and talk about nature. I'm part of nature. You know. So, You got dogs and cats and what's an ecosystem? Tell me what that means to you, what you're telling me about. I mean, I know I've read about it and, you know, I recycle and all that, but.
It's a safe place for, well, I used to burn it every few years, but now I'm not burning it anymore, and so it just kind of grows. And so it's got grass, like Johnson grass that grows up there, and just different thing, you know, it's where I do put my like limbs and things from the trees that I have. So what happens is it's a place, well, inside there are mice, rats, and things like that that cats can be entertained with. So they like to go over there and dig around in there and see what they can find. And that entertains them.
I gotcha.
So that's what we call an ecosystem that we don't bother anymore.
It's protected.
Yeah, it's protected. A protected ecosystem.
Yeah.
That's cute. Well, so you guys truly live on out there in the Texas country, and
yes.
You got a beautiful home.
Yeah.
And you've got kitties. That, by the way, everybody that's listening. This young lady has built her own catio. She sells people catios for their kitties and the chairs, and we're going to talk about how people can go check out catios with you, because she's an earth angel. That's what we call her, earth angel. She's on the Instagram as on earthangel477, and so I'm excited about that. And earth angel is you came by that name, if I'm not mistaken, Tony, that Dane started, said you're the earth angel. Okay, all right. Yeah, I like it. It's true. So, well, I think there are a couple little earth angels over there. So, Tony, you guys have dogs, and you just got a new dog for, well, let me finish the cat thing. She's got cats down there that stay warm. They got little heaters in there for them in the barn. They lock them up at night.
Down at the barn, the cats, and then we've got four dogs. Everything is a rescue out here, so we've got seven cats, and they stay at the barn during the night, but then they're so friendly that they, as soon as I come, you know, as soon as we go out in the yard, they're up here with us, or actually they're up at the back of the house all day long anyway, but they, so friendly. But
Do the cats and the little doggies get along together?
The cats and the dogs? No.
Yeah.
No,
okay.
We don't let them in together. Yeah.
Okay.
There we go. Yeah. We have a huge fenced-in front yard that it's 8 feet tall, and then because Bray, our 60-pound pit mix, she can jump over anything, and so we had this tall, really nice fence put up, and then it also goes into the bottom of the ground, 4 inches, and because we have little chihuahuas that they could dig out. So, but it's all fenced and protected now, so nobody can get out.
That is cute. And I know that the Bray was a jumper, so she could jump over the fence.
That's right.
You're a big one for making sure, like, you open the barn door in the morning and the little kitties come out, and they come up and hang out in the back of the house where you can pet them. Dane can pet them, and you guys have the dogs.
They flip over on their back or sides or something, and, you know, it's like you can't not pet them.
I will walk in front of you.
Yeah, yeah. They'll walk in front of you and trip you if you don't reach down and pet them. And we have a covered carport over on the south side of the house, and so that's all. They're on our cars also during the day, so yeah, we have kitty prints all over our cars.
Cute. So You and Dane love animals, and I get it. And you, I want to talk to you about your dogs a minute. But why do you like the catios? Why do you feel it's important for cat owners, cat lovers? First of all, you buy two pets, two cats, or a cat and a dog, or two dogs, or a cat and a dog, or whatever. Understand why they need company. But why do you like catios for cats? I saw yours. You built it yourself.
Yeah.
You retail them now to other people. So why do you like them? Why do you like them for the kitties?
Well, cats are very independent, and they need to be protected. So they have to go up at night
out here
especially because the coyotes will get them. So
wow.
They've
okay.
made very, very secure enclosures for them, and it's got chicken wire where they can see out, and then I've got shelves and everything built. But yeah, they have to go up at night or they won't be here. So
the little coyotes would get them, and then the cats would be gone. I get you. So it's for their protection, right?
Oh yeah, for protection. Yes.
Okay. And the, some of the catios that you are retailing to people, are they're very nice, and they can go with any kind of house, like a country house, a city house. Sounds like the country house.
You can get catios that will that you can set up in like a bedroom and go. It'll go out the window of the bedroom, and goes outside, so they can be safe outside, and you know they can come inside. So that's protection for them. You know, the main thing is you want to keep them entertained and safe. Number one, safe, and you know, and
right.
Cats are so independent. You really can't. You know, they just need things to entertain them.
Right.
Oh yeah. Well, ours, we got them. We picked them out. Another thing. Oh well, we had a neighbor who didn't know anything about cats, and she had like a female cat who and cats usually have six kittens.
Wow.
Cats can go into heat when they're 6 months old. So and then every cat can produce, I can't remember what the number is now, but if you don't get these cats fixed, the overpopulation is just, I can't remember now what the number was, but it's
it, was it in the 20s or the 30s or hundreds or
higher than that?
Well, it's in like 30,000.
Yeah.
30,000. Wowzer.
Yeah.
Wowzer.
Right. Yeah. So what happened was she didn't realize that her young cats could get pregnant. And so she put a note out on our neighborhood thing, our neighborhood communication deal. And so we went down there, and I mean, she had all these cats everywhere. And and then, like I said, and they just kept having kittens. So I told her a good place to go to have them fixed. But we chose our most recent ones at just right after they were like just after they were born. So
wow.
I picked them out, and we picked out five baby kittens and kind of watched them as they grew, and then brought them over here, and then I've got enclosed outdoor kitty condos that they're safe in. And what we do is we handle them all the time. We're with them at least twice a day, every day. So they know us, and they trust us, and, you know, we're like, what do they call it, honey? We're their leader, pack leader.
Okay.
So then I moved them from the smaller little wire cages in the front to the bigger outdoor condo that they're in now. But they didn't even come out of the condo until they were over a year old.
Yeah.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, they were too, you know. But anyway, so, like I said, it's so cat perfect that they could, they've got shelves, they've got cat climbers. And, what, huh?
A chair?
Yeah, oh, yeah, we've got a, yeah, that's what I do. I go in there, I've got a chair in every condo except the little wire ones in the front. But I've got a chair, like a recliner, in every condo. So I go in there and sit with them. And then they love to come over and crawl all over me and things like that. And so we bonded that way. And so
that's cute.
They,
I like that.
Oh, yeah. They, as soon as we let them out, like I said, it was, they were over. Yeah, it was the next, you know, the spring of, after they were a year old, we let them out. And, yeah, we would let them out for, you know, a few hours in a day, and then, you know, gradually. Now they can stay out all day long, and but they don't go off. Well, we got one. We have one that she's a little female, a little black female, and she's she now goes over to the next door neighbors during the day because she feels more safe over there because some of the bigger boys. From the other,
right.
litter, not the other group of cats that we've got, they can pick on her. And I don't know what it is about boy cats, but some of them pick on girl cats. So anyway, she feels safe over there during the day to the next door neighbor. And then at night, though, when, you know, when I go out to call, she comes right over and comes home.
Cute. So the little boys pick on her. Do you remember in first grade? That's what they did to the girls there. Pick on them, and they, you know.
Exactly right.
So, yeah. But you make sure they're safe, and that's good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Tony, I'm going to share this with you, or I want to ask you this question. You mow 10 acres of, you know, of pasture. You're out there in your garden, and you love to be outdoors, and you said it's a form of meditation. Do you get ideas or intuition about what to do for your cats and for your dogs and how to, why things need to happen a certain way out there? I was going to ask you that. I meant to do for some. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You know, I remember a conversation we had about a month or so ago. You said, catios are my passion. Well, cats and dogs are your passion.
Dogs, yeah.
But catios are your passion because you... Why are you so passionate about the catios? And share with us about why you're passionate about that. Do you mind?
Oh, yeah. Because like you said, we love cats. And I got to tell you this cute story. When we first got together, I've always had cats. You know, I lived out here, and I've lived out here for 35 years. I had other people, you know, that lived out here with me before. But anyway, so Dane's been out here for 25 years. And so when she first started coming out here, she said, you know, I don't really like cats. I said, that's fine, you know. Just feed them. You know, it's like them. So now our joke is, it's a good thing you don't like cats because there's no telling how many we'd have.
That's cute. Well, you guys don't talk to them and they listen to you. That's the best part.
Yeah.
That's cute. What did she say?
She says she doesn't like other people's cats, but anyway.
She loves yours. You guys get. That's cute.
See, the other thing is I really like is fence. Fences. And that's something that I'm really passionate about, that they can, you could put them, like, you know, if you live in town and say you have a wooden 6 or 8 foot fence, then in order to keep the cats safe, you can have these fences. I mean, yeah, it's like a tunnel. It's a tunnel, but it's enclosed and it's secure. Nothing can get to them, and they also can go from, you know, wherever the house, and go all along the fence and not bother the neighbors and things like that. Not get hurt by any other animals, and yet still be safe outside.
Does a fence have an enclosure on top of it? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Like, okay. Oh, wow. Okay. So, you had told me about that. So, I know that you're going to retail those as well with the catios.
Right.
Because that's important. You know, it's great to be outside because little kitties, I know they're super independent. And, you know, dogs can be too as well. But that's a good idea. So I'm going to say this a couple more times before we get off the show. You know, you can, she's going to have a Facebook page and also be on angelcoaches.org, her catios. But right now, if you want to ask her questions about cats, you can hit her up on Instagram, earthangel, 477, at Instagram. That's her username. And we just set that up, so we're getting all the photos on and everything like that. But this gal right here knows so much about kitties. Her and her sweetheart both know about animals and kitties. They know when something's not quite right. And I remember not too long ago, Dane had said that something was wrong with one of the cats, and it turned out it had a urinary infection or something like that. Okay. Yeah. Oh.
Where the way our place is we've got a really nice window that looks out above the kitchen sink, and
mm-hmm.
Because Dane is so much taller than me, she can just look out the window and watch the cats all day long.
And
so she saw him straining, like for 2 days, and so then I took him and took him over to the doctor, and that's what was wrong. He had a crystals in his bladder, and so we got him over there in a hurry. He wasn't too bad, and we only had to give him medication for a few weeks, and he's cured now. But
that's good.
Yeah, she's the one that, like I said, she is a. She's a helicopter mom. She's a pet mom. Helicopter mom. And so she knows everything that's going on out here. And so then I used to, for some reason, wouldn't listen to her. But now I've tried to start listening to her and acting right away whenever she says something. So
you know it to be true.
A lot better.
Yeah, I like that. That's good. I appreciate that about Dane. I'm a little bit of a helicopter mom myself, and I need to be more like you, Tony, because you're like, hey, there. I'm looking out after him. I'm putting the fences in the catios and feeding them and petting them and all that. But I got to go mow the lawn now, mow the pasture. So I'll talk to you later. Take my car in. I adore that about you. You guys have a dog, and there's some cute stories. What's the cutest thing that you've seen this week, or a story that is?
Yeah, we have four dogs. You mean we have a new dog?
Yeah, a new dog and three dogs that you've had for a while, and all the cats and all the dogs are all rescued. I appreciate that. Right?
Yeah.
Why shop? Adopt, right? So, anyway, what is one of the cute stories that's happened with Bliss? It's the new little one, and how much does she weigh? And you told us, and you got her a few weeks ago from a neighbor.
We got her New Year's Eve day.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so she's about a month old. Okay, going on a month with you guys.
No, that's how long we've had.
She has lived on the street. She's a year and a half.
Okay, a year and a half dog, but you've had her for a month. That's what I meant to say. I'm sorry. Yeah.
That's okay.
So she's a street urchin and a little street dog, and so you and Dane came to her and she came to you, and how much does that little one weigh?
She's 6 pounds.
Oh, my goodness.
She's 6 pounds 6 ounces, the same weight as my newest granddaughter, great-granddaughter.
I think that's like a sign. And what's something that she is she buddies with everybody? Has she gotten everybody riled up and
7 o'clock in the morning. She's the other dogs they like to sleep. Late. She's like, get up, let's go play.
Oh, so she's ready to go play at 7 AM. That's cute. Yeah. And you told me she escaped from where she was sleeping at night, and she went and slept with Bray, your 60-pound pit bull mix, who's also a rescue, on the seat, right? Is that what happened or something like that? Did I tell that story right?
Friends now, like I said, she's 6 pounds, and the other one is 60. And what I did was I'm not gentle on anything. I'm really rough stuff. So what I did was we needed a new sofa in the living room. So I just went and bought one of those indoor-outdoor sofa sets from Costco.
Uh-huh.
And it's close to the ground. And it works out perfectly because I don't have to worry about it getting dirty or, anything. And so the dogs can be on there also. So we don't have to worry about that anymore. But anyway, so that's what she does. She and Bray, they chase each other all over the living room, the bedroom, and she's just brought so much.
She gets on his hand.
Yeah. And, and Bray, she is so gentle with her, and so she'll want to, she's got this big old mouth, and she'll go over and she'll try to put Bliss in her mouth, but she's gentle with her. I don't know how to explain it, but she's definitely we thought about getting a Bray, a big dog.
Been talking about it for
about a year. Yeah, and but we didn't, we didn't realize that God made us have this is now Bray's dog.
Bray's got a puppy. That is cute, you guys. You guys are a couple of animal lovers. You guys got a great home. You meditate by mowing the lawn, and then and you build the catios, and you retail the catios and the fences. And we're getting ready to run out of time. And so to find you, to ask questions, and you guys, she's going to put some great stuff about kitties up there. You are. I'm going to help you, but we're going to get it done. So you can, you and Dane can have fun with it. But you can find her at EarthAngel477 on Instagram. And that's her username, and her and her sweetheart, they got some beautiful animals, and they love animals, they love each other, they love their Bliss, and they have their Bliss in their home, and now they really got Bliss in their home, so they got that little.
Today I went, I had to have some work done on my car.
You had to have some work done on your car, what?
And so when I came home and came into the driveway and opened the gate, I just had such a peaceful feeling come over me, and I was just happy. I saw Bliss in the front yard. I saw the other dogs in the front yard, and they were just running around, and they were so excited to be out there and just be happy. Yeah. And it was just, I was elated.
That is a beautiful story. Oh, I thank you for sharing that. I love that. We all should be that happy and peaceful, and you guys have got it. Thank you for sharing that. Guys, this is Earth Angel, little Tony here, and Dane is the dynamic duo, that's what I call him. And you can reach out to her and find out about the catios, about the fences, at EarthAngel477 on Instagram. That is her username. We just set it up, so it's a work in progress because I'm working on it, and so is she. All right, everybody, take care. Have a great day. Bye.
Bye.